This goes to Dr. Terry Ball, T-E-R-R-Y, B like boy, A-L-L. Fax 989-775-6472 regarding Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Geiger, it's G-E-I-G-E-R, date of birth 8-4-1949. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Geiger with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and severe aortic stenosis. Her last visit was May 13th of this year. She did have an echocardiogram done since her last visit, and it shows that the aortic stenosis has changed from moderate to severe. So she'll be seeing her cardiologist within the next few weeks to discuss the findings and further treatment that may be needed. She also reports that she's been having some severe left knee pain, and recently the left knee gave out and she fell. So she's been very careful not to fall again, and she does have pain in that knee quite frequently. She will be seeing Dr. Ware for this, W-A-R-E. She continues to have edema in the lower extremities at night, and she tries to keep her fluid intake at 64 ounces per 24 hours or less. And her weight gain is 4 pounds over the last 4 months. No current chest pain or palpitations. She's got stable dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Atenolol, 50 milligram daily. And Losartan is 50 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse is 73, blood pressure 128 over 78. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, and an aortic murmur that is grade 4 over 6. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-18-2024. Creatinine is 1.12, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 51. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.4, phosphorus 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, moderate aortic stenosis to see her cardiologist within the next week or two for further evaluation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.